I thought it was nice, would be nice just to look at the verse in Philippians. I want to dwell just on the change, just on the fact. We spoke of having a body in the first or the second day, suited, fitted for the world in which we live. That needs the atmosphere, needs everything that's associated with the life of the first Adam to maintain here. What a wonderful truth. There's going to be an instantaneous change. And you say, well, what's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you. It's better for Scripture to tell us. Philippians 3:20, for our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you mark out in this next verse, vile. Our bodies are not vile bodies. He says, who shall change our body of humiliation? That's what we have here. It is a body that must have certain things to be able to continue to go on here. It is a body that is designed for the earth, but it is a body that is to be used for the glory of the Lord Jesus while we're here, to honor him in what we say and do and live. But there's a big change coming. It says that it may be fashioned like unto his body of glory. Think of that. Think of that. The saints that have gone on now, they don't have a body of glory yet. They will, but they don't yet. They're in the place of the unseen. They're with the Lord, Paul says. But the day is coming that that body that was put in the grave, that body that the testimony was on earth, that it was made for here, oh, it's going to be raised. And it's going to be a perfect body. It's going to be a body fashioned like unto his body of glory. We're going to be with him. We're going to be like him. And we're going to see him as he is.
You know, just a thought when we think of these bodies that'll be changed. Changed and fashioned like unto his body of glory. And yet when we look and imagine and think that when we are in the glory and we see the Lord Jesus there, our bodies with all of their imperfections are going to be changed. His, there'll still be scars in heaven, and they'll be in the hands, the feet, and the side of the Lord Jesus. Those are there written for time and all eternity. Will always be there as a reminder of the price that was paid.
It is extremely important for us as Christians to understand that the complete, perfect Word of God, that when we are ushered to glory, true perfections, as far as man is concerned, that they have body, soul, and spirit. True perfection. You see, when you go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, when the Spirit of God highlights before us these men and women of faith, the last verse of that chapter says, and they shall not be made perfect without us. You might say, well, they have a spirit and soul, and, you know, why aren't they perfect yet? Because God purposed in his own self that true perfection for the saints, as far as themselves are concerned, is when they have spirit, soul, and body together again. And that body, as far as the scripture is concerned, it's an actual body, like his glorious body. It is not a spirit like we have been challenged, because the Lord Jesus, when he was raised from amongst the dead, probably the disciples thought, uh-oh, that's his spirit. He says, no. Give me something to eat. He proved to them that he's got a glorious body. And we will take upon ourselves his glorious body, the same body that he has. But you know what's called in 1 Corinthians? It is called the spiritual body. Listen, when God made Adam, spirit, soul, and body, it was earthly body that was fit for the Garden of Eden. But you know, God in his greater platform, the greater grace of God, now he's going to bring us into spirit, soul, and a spiritual body so that we might be fit for the Father's house. What a great God we have.
God, when the Lord Jesus does a work, he doesn't do it halfway. It would have been great just that our spirit are taken up to paradise and we're happy there. And forget about that body. It's in the grave. It's decayed. It's completely gone. But when the Lord Jesus does a work, even that body that he created, he is going to do a tremendous work on it. Listen, it's going to be a beautiful body. There is no plastic surgeon in the world going to be able to do anything to anybody's body like the Lord Jesus will do when he changed that body. A plastic surgeon could come to you, so you're still alive, and you don't like the way your ear looks, and he does a plastic surgery to make your ear look better. But if you are in a grave for 4 days and you are decayed, there's no ear left to make it look good. Yet the Lord Jesus, because of the great work that he had done on the cross, he is going to take that body and change it and make it a body that is fit for heaven.
Do we know that what the word fallen asleep mean as far as the word itself? I'm wondering if a brother just can present us with that thought, because it's very encouraging, because we have heard about a couple of saints who went to be with the Lord. And that fallen asleep is a very tender, tender word. It is said that most of the time that the scripture speaks on the saints when they depart is that they were fallen asleep. And that word means being rocked. It's like a mother rocking her child to go to sleep. It has the same meaning. How wonderful to consider that the Lord Jesus, even in the scene of death, he will rock us to go to sleep, and he will not stop there. He will bring us into this wonderful realm of things, and one day to give us these glorious bodies. What a tender, loving Savior we have.
I've heard it expressed, put to sleep by Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Put to sleep by Jesus.
Tremendous encouragement. Mm.
Just on the thought of change, I think this verse was brought up earlier. Not sure if in this study, but in 2 Corinthians 3, where we all with open face, beholding him in a glass, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And Brother John brought before us that when we will be in glory, will have the Lord before us, and the wounds will be that he endured for us and that he suffered for us will be ever before us eternally, and that will drive us to worship. But and then we will have perfect bodies. But in this scene, while we're here in our physical bodies, the Lord would still have us to be changed from glory to glory. And maybe even in our daily meditation or Lord's Day morning and breaking of bread, as we think of the suffering of the Lord Jesus and the love that he has for us, may this also encourage us even now that we would be changed and looking forward for the perfection.